You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Machu Quillo was once a city of monuments. Now it stands as a monument to looters and the encroaching world around it.
This is episode 346 for the 12th of December, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is Arc 365, a podcast today in 2017. This episode is written by Richie Cruz. Machu Quillo is a classic era 200 to 1000 AD Mayan city in the Guatemalan department of El Petén, the equivalent of a U.S. state. It is located along the banks of a tributary of the Pasión River in the lowlands of North Guatemala. And before I go any farther, I'm going to butcher most of these words, so sorry about that. The city is situated along a major Mayan trading route that ran between the Maya Mountains in the east, which stretched through Belize and Guatemala, to the Pasión River to the west. It is 19 miles southeast of another Mayan city, Cibal, which also dates back to the Classic Era. Machu Quillo grew throughout the late to terminal Classic area, reaching the peak of its power in the 9th century. Archaeological investigations at the site did not begin until the early 2000s. Machu Quillo is a typical Mayan city of the Classic Era. It does not, however, have a ball court or an astronomical observatory, which are usually central components in a Maya city. Otherwise, the city features the usual array of plazas, pyramids, and ceremonial structures found in other Mayan cities. Initial surveys of Machu Quillo noted several monuments and stelae. Among these were 18 stelae, 6 altars, and a series of carved blocks. Out of these, none remain. The majority were stolen by looters, but a few stelae were rescued by Guatemala's National Museum of Archaeology and Ethnology. A tragic example of what happens when archaeological sites are left unprotected. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.